matey, it be talk like a pirate day. Seriously, all day. And hear that, a fire a broadside directly into that podcast shape holding your heart. Derek the Scurvy Dog Knight and Captain Colin Burton with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Gar, indeed, it is officially on International Talk Like a Pirate Day. And yes, it is us. Or would it be We Are They? Well, I'm Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Ahoy, everybody.
And we have a very, 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 very special guest with us today. Via the magics of the telephone, one of the original and official pirate guys behind Talk Like a Pirate Day, Mark Summers, a.k.a. Captain Slappy. Captain, thanks for joining us today.
Ahoy!
Arr! Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. The official website, we'll get this right out of the way, the official website for Talk Like a Pirate Day is www.talklikeapirate.com.
Aye, that's it.
Gar. And everybody should go there and, you know, I mean, Christ, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. If everybody's not participating in this, you're just behind the curve. That's all I got to say.
They're behind the keel hauler.
Gar, indeed.
Gar.
We should probably start from the beginning. How exactly did Talk Like a Pirate Day get its start?
Well, it's the only holiday we know of that started as a sports injury. The two of us, old Chum Bucket and Captain Slappy, were playing racquetball, and one of us let out an arrrr. Something had been strained that had best left unstrained. And the next thing you know, we were saying things like, "Aye, that'd be a fine cannonade," and "You slap that one off me, Mizzen Mass Matey." And we had such a good time playing that we decided there ought to be one day a year, every year, when everyone talks like a pirate.
I totally agree. And and this it's September 19th every year, or is it just a Wednesday every year?
It's September 19th every year, which is my ex-wife's birthday.
Arr.
The date was stuck in me head, and I wasn't doing anything with it anymore.
So, yeah, what the heck?
Why not?
And now Dave Barry is the official spokesperson for the day. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
And how did that come around?
We call him our close personal friend, Pulitzer Prize winner Dave Barry.
Everybody should have a close personal Pulitzer Prize winning friend. Everybody should.
Right. Wow. He wrote about us in 2002.
Okay.
And from there, it's taken off faster than Francis Drake around the world.
Nice. And on your website, you call him the second funniest man on the planet. And just to satisfy my curiosity, who's the first funniest man on the planet?
That would be Cement Hands McCormack.
Okay.
He's 6'5" and funny. And if you don't think he's funny, he pounds you.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Which is also kind of funny.
Exactly, it is. Are you surprised that Talk Like a Pirate Day has caught on like the wildfire and has been so popular at this point?
We've been very surprised. we've been pretty... It's shivered our timbers, so to speak.
Now, it's you and John Bauer, known as Old Chum Bucket, are the official pirate guys, and you've written a couple books up to this point. That's correct?
That's correct. We have one book called Piratitude. So you want to be a pirate, here's how. And that's available via Amazon.com from our website, and a bookstore near you.
All right.
But we also have a couple of books on our site that are just available there. One is called A Little Pirate's ABCs, the play on words there being it's S-E-A-S.
Okay.
And it's the ABC book for children to learn pirate phrases, and as long as you don't mind if your child goes off on a killing spree afterwards.
Goes winching.
Well, winching, raping, pillaging, I mean, that's kind of the pirate's life, correct?
Yep. The toughest four-year-old you'll ever meet.
Now, if memory serves me, you both appeared on an episode of the TV show Wife Swap.
That we did. Along with Old Chum Bucket's wife, Mad Sally.
Yeah, how was that?
It was delightful. I think we're contractually obligated not to speak of it ever again.
Well, I remember watching it and thinking that would probably be the response you would give.
For me, it was delightful. I tell you, the best thing about it for me was that they gave me an assistant for a day.
Oh, nice.
I highly recommend, if you ever have a chance to have an assistant free of charge, take it.
Well, yeah, the day that Colin and I reach the pinnacle of show business, that will be the first first little article in our contract, assistant.
An assistant.
Assistant to Mr. Burton and assistant to Mr. Knight. It could be the same person. I don't care.
As long as it's free.
As long as it's free, exactly.
That's right.
So now you and Old Chum Bucket live in the Willamette Valley in Oregon, is that correct?
That we do.
What sort of pirate legacy, if any, does the Willamette Valley have?
Well, you know, Lewis and Clark were the first pirates on the Columbia River.
Arr.
Arr.
Well, now, the Willamette Valley is only a couple hours from Astoria, correct?
Correct.
And that's
so
where
the Goonies.
That's where the movie Goonies, and so One-Eyed Willie was the first thing that came to my mind when I was trying to come up with a pirate legacy for the Willamette Valley. And One-Eyed Willie, not just a double entendre, but a fine pirate in his own right.
One-Eyed Willie.
Arr.
Arr.
So, another question for you, Captain. Are you a sports fan?
Aye, that I be.
So, do you feel obligated now to root for teams with pirate-themed mascots, even though they're not really having a good run as of late?
Well, luckily enough, I'm from Seattle, so we have the Mariners.
Arr.
And the Seahawks.
Arr.
Arr. Which was a terrific movie with Errol Flynn. God bless his prancing soul.
But do you at all feel a kinship with the Buccaneers, the Raiders, the Pittsburgh Pirates, or East Carolina University?
In me heart, I'm always rooting for all of them.
But not openly, because that would just be embarrassing, right?
So long as they cheat, everyone's fine.
Yeah, I
suppose we'd have to include the Patriots in that now, wouldn't we?
Sure, yeah, what the heck? They're all of a sudden on the side of wrong, so I guess that would be they're privateers. They're the privateers of the NFL.
That's right.
What year was it that the Buccaneers played the Raiders in the Super Bowl?
I believe that was 2002, but I'm not sure. Don't quote me.
who did you want to win that game?
I was torn. My heart was left in twain.
That's right, with obvious divided loyalties.
I had to go with the Buccaneers because I'm still afraid of Warren Sapp. And he was with them at the time, I believe.
Yeah, and now he's a Raider, so now you can.
And now he's a Raider.
Yeah, now you can root for the Raiders just because it's like that. Going back to the funniest guy in the world, who's 6'5", it'll pound you if you don't think he's funny. Now you have to root for the Raiders, or Warren Sapp will come to the Willamette Valley and pound you.
I don't want to get on the leeward side of old Warren Sapp.
So outside of portraying Captain Sloppy, which sounds like a whole hell of a lot of fun in my opinion, what exactly do you do for a living?
I work with the wee ones.
Oh.
I'm a counselor for troubled youth.
And so,
because I'm hip to their nasty ways.
And so that's like a built-in market for your new book.
That's right. My ears are pounding.
Yeah, come in for a counseling session. Leave with a book. Send home a permission slip and come back with $4.95.
Well, I have had some of my students come up to me and say, "I read your book and I can't believe you used the F word." I say, "What do you think every time I leave the room?" I say,
"Yes, I'm real. I'm human. Touch me, poke me. I bleed. I use the F word." And you know what? This being a podcast, we're not actually going to be broadcast on the airwaves. So if you'd like to use said F word, go ahead.
I could say the F word.
You can say the F word all you want.
All right.
Try it.
Fathom.
Fathom. Gar, my favorite F word. Perfect.
I'm dropping
fathom bombs. So, Talk Like a Pirate Day 2007. What are the big plans for this year's event?
Well, this year we're going to be in Los Angeles.
Arr.
At a tattoo shop called the Ye Olde Tattoo Shop in Studio City.
Perfect.
So we'll be there all day. We may even get inked.
Oh, okay. Wow. Now, are you or Old Chumbucket currently inked?
Not at the moment.
Hmm. You'd think that pirates would be heavily inked in their travels.
All right. I secretly had Hello Kitty tattooed to me left butt.
But it was a really tough Hello Kitty, right?
Isn't a very tough Hello
had
Kitty.
A scar and everything.
Yeah, it was a goodbye kitty.
It's a Hello Kitty flipping the bird.
Dropping F-bombs.
Dropping F-bombs.
Now, you guys are not only available on the web at talklikeapirate.com, but you guys are on MySpace now as well. Is that correct?
We actually have a presence on MySpace thanks to old Chumbucket's 14-year-old daughter who knows the ways of the MySpace.
Nice. It is nice to have kids around sometimes when you need to get into that newfangled, all that stuff that the kids are into.
That's right. She was LOLing the other day, and I had no idea, but she wouldn't stop laughing.
Well, at least she has her leet speak, right?
That's right.
Colin, do you have anything witty to add to the questionings?
I'm afraid I really don't. I've got a killer headache right now.
Colin.
Oh, man. I've been fighting sinus problems all week, so my head is killing me.
Aw.
But, I do have a question. Do you have anything in mind for a tattoo, or are you just going to wait till you get there and see what the mood strikes?
Well, I think they're practically stamping people with Jolly Rogers.
Ah.
But I was thinking more along the lines of a ship's wheel.
Okay.
With the name Captain Slappy carved into the wood.
Right around the abdomen, or no?
I was thinking about the face.
Okay.
But I could be talked out of it.
Right on the forehead.
Right on the forehead. Or
right on the forehead.
Or something you could grow hair over. And
we're right over my left man nipple.
Rough seas ahead.
Steer me to freedom, love. Steer me to freedom.
I don't know. Getting a tattoo on my, I'm grasping my left man nipple right now, thinking that if I got a tattoo there, I'd be in pain for a long time. Because I'm a bit of a softy boy, and,
Oh, please. Not me sensitive nubs.
Oh, I mean, I know I come off as a hard ass at times, and I play hockey, and I get into fights all the time, but not in the face, not in the face.
Not on the nipple.
That's right, please don't hit me in the nipple. Well, I myself am not inked, but I'm inspired to do it. If I hear that either you or Chumbucket have been inked, I would be inspired to go that route as well.
Well, check our website come next week, and we may have pictures of it.
Rockin'.
Very cool.
So, outside of Dave Barry, who are some of the more prominent people who have featured Talk Like a Pirate Day in their endeavors?
Well, we actually heard that one year Snoop Dogg dropped it on his website.
How would Snoop Dogg talk like a pirate, do you figure?
Well, he was comparing pirate talk to gangsta talk.
Right.
Well, they are the gangsters of the 16th century, I believe.
That's right. They're tagging, we're flagging, you know.
Gar.
They're hitting the crack pipe, we're hitting the horn pipe.
Oh, so now being a true pirate, what is your favorite brand of rum?
Well, there is a rum called Pirate Rum, P-Y-R-A-T.
Yes.
Very good rum.
Yeah, it is good. I have to agree. I have enjoyed that rum myself.
But if it's just what washing down the bad taste of fish gone wrong, you might want to try some Captain Morgan's mango rum.
Mango. Yum. Rum. Mango.
Mango.
I haven't ventured any farther than coconut rum or red rum. Have you tried red rum?
I haven't had. It sounds like murder to me.
It does, but it tastes much better.
Red rum
tastes half as bad as murder.
That's right. Murder tastes okay, but the red rum tastes like 10 times as good.
I'll have to have a taste of that.
And the cool thing is it comes in a coffin-shaped bottle. So seriously, if you have a chance and you're at your local liquor store and you're all dolled up in your pirate get-up, check out, ask the clerk for the red rum, and I'm sure they, if they don't stock it, say, well, actually say, Gar, I'll kill you if you don't stock the red rum.
That's right. Well, if they don't have it, I act in a threatening manner till they do.
Gar. That's what I do, but it doesn't go over very well. I've been arrested twice for trying that. So good luck if you try that and you're successful. Teach me how.
You have to have replica weapons.
Ah, yeah, the replica
weapon. Not the real one.
And be able to run really fast. Well, shucks, Captain Slappy, I certainly appreciate you joining us on our big program here and wish you the best of luck in the future.
The pleasure was all mine.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say. But, I appreciate every single minute that you spent with us. I know that this is your busy time of year, and especially since I was such a loser as to go with a really, really late interview request. So, again, I really appreciate you accommodating us.
Not a problem.
It was a lot of fun, and hopefully we can have you back on next year. And long live Talk Like a Pirate Day, yar!
Gar!
Yar!
Gar! Ha ha! Isn't that freaking cool, Colin? We got like an actual celebrity, an actual real effing celebrity here on our tiny wee little program.
That is absolutely awesome.
Sometimes I'm amazed at what email can get you. And it's kind of the same way they got Dave Barry to be the official spokesperson for Talk Like a Pirate Day. They just emailed him and said, we are but mere dinghies in the sea and you are a giant frigate. Please help us. And he thought the idea was so good that he ran with it. And it's all it takes, you know. I emailed. It said, if you need it, if you want an interview, get your request in early. I didn't, but I got my request in, and Captain Sloppy joined us on Talk Like a Pirate Day.
That is awesome. Email is very powerful.
We're relevant.
Yeah. I mean,
how do you like that, listener? You're going to be joined by at least three or four more now.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see if they stick around.
Well, you know. Just a wee bit of exposure is all you need to hit the big time, Colin. And then you and I can have that free personal assistant for a day.
Is that what it takes, exposing ourselves? See, I hadn't thought of that. Next time I'll just like write that out across my butt cheeks and walk down the street naked. Maybe
personal assistant wanted.
No. The listen to the half-hour power.
Son of cheese half-hour. Yeah. Sonofcheese.com. Well, it'd be tough to... I could probably fit fizzleandpop.com across my ample buttocks.
So. Yeah, you probably could.
I'm not going to try.
Okay.
I'm not going to try at all. So you've got a headache, huh?
I do. It's kind of like around my eyes and across my head and down behind my jaw. It really sucks.
Wow. Did you get like, does Heather beat you while you're sleeping?
No, she doesn't.
Are you sure?
She doesn't beat me while I'm sleeping or while I'm awake. Yes, I'm sure. So.
Because, you know, she was kind of mean growing up.
And that's what you keep saying.
Oh.
But she has a different view on that. So.
Of course she
does. You were insufferable.
Yeah. Please. I was so good growing up.
Were you?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Ask anybody. Ask my mother.
Yeah.
She's in the next room. Ask her.
Nah, I don't want to make your mother lie. Put the pressure on. And
so it is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. This is our first podcast that we were able to do on the exact holiday. It fell on a Wednesday this year, and I was so psyched to find out that, and I expected to do something for it, and by God, we got the actual pirate guy on to help us out, and now I'm completely lost. Now I don't have anything to say.
So we're done?
No, we're not done. No. We have about 10 minutes to fill, so go.
Go.
Go. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Go. You want me to leave?
No.
You're telling me to go.
Get out.
Get out of here.
No, pirates. I guess pirates a good theme for...
Arr.
Arr. Talk like a pirate, eh? Keel haul your ass, arr.
Right.
Fathom. I like how he was reluctant to drop an actual F-bomb.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe he's not one of those people that's recorded cursing very often, so he doesn't really want that to hit out. And
like he says, he does work with the wee ones.
Right, exactly.
And so apparently in print is fine because you can always deny that you wrote that part, or you had a ghostwriter who really loved to drop the F-bomb.
Right.
Not like us, not with our explicit tag.
Fuck no.
Fuck.
Fuckity fuck.
Got to get those requisite fucks in there.
Indeed. We've been kind of slacking on the fucking.
We have.
Lately.
We've been remiss on the whole swearing aspect of our show. And that was one of the, I think that's one of the, well, and I know that our one of our listeners who shall remain nameless has told me in the past that even though he doesn't like our language, he finds us to be funny.
This is true.
And you know which listener that is.
I do.
And that listener knows which listener that is.
Right. Hey, here's a question. I don't really remember it, and since I don't listen to the show, I can't be sure if we talked about it yet, but did we talk about the whole shock collar trivia thing in the last?
Yeah.
We did?
Yeah.
Has
and you, well, you talked about how you would
won't
be a total
it, yeah.
pussy and will never do it.
Well, not against you, no. Put me up against my son.
My son's stupid. Put me up against him.
It's not that he's stupid. I just figure, you know, shocking might do him some good. Basically, put me up against somebody that's about as good as me at trivia. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not good at trivia.
You know, here I always thought you were a pretty smart guy, Colin.
I am smart, but I'm scattered.
I am.
I'm not focused enough to pull trivia out my butt under the pressure of electroshock. I don't see that as happening.
Well, but
no, but basically what I was going to ask is if we've gotten much feedback on it, if anybody wants us to go ahead and go with it. Because
my dad asked me, he said, how would that work with my pacemaker? And I said, well, you wouldn't be involved. He's all, shit, I'd win. I said, Dad, you'd be the most shocked. And I believe he responded with a, fuck you!
Probably.
So, no, it wouldn't go very well with his pacemaker, I would imagine. So, no, the feedback I've got was that you're a pansy and that you should do it.
I don't think you got that feedback.
I got that feedback.
I don't think
I got that feedback from myself.
You can't give yourself feedback.
I can give myself feedback. I do it all the time. I say, you know what? You did a good job today.
It's biased. Biased feedback.
You'd be surprised how hard I am on myself.
I don't think I would be.
I am... yeah, if I make a mistake, nobody lets me know more than myself.
Right. Right.
But that's why I never make any mistakes.
Right.
I'm afraid of myself.
You should be.
I should be. I will kill myself in my sleep someday.
I've seen you drunk. You're a mean drunk.
I am not a mean drunk that I know of. Am I a mean drunk?
Well, you were mean to change my ad when you were drunk.
Almost no, that was a funny joke.
Yeah.
Funny, funny joke. If I never intended for you to be fired.
Oh, no, that would have just been gravy.
No,
I mean, that wasn't the plan, but damn, if it happened, woo! That
bonus!
Is a joke.
Colin exactly. is homeless.
Yeah.
No, I care about whether you have a job. I do.
Okay.
I mean, case in point, you've got a job now, right?
Yeah.
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 So, what's the big deal?
I've had for some time now. So. 7 years.
You hear that?
Yeah. Was that our time?
No, I just touched something I shouldn't have. Something, it looks like
it's... Did it shock you?
No, it didn't shock me. Just something, you know, you should never change the status of a processor while you're recording.
Right.
That should be a lesson to you kids. If you want to get an audio recording, don't touch the processors while you're working.
Right.
It looked like it was lit up, and it shouldn't be lit up, but it's not lit up. It's just like ambient light from something else.
I see.
I know. This is, we kind of lost this whole, we kind of derailed.
Oh, right, the Talk Like a Pirate.
We needed to, It's too bad Captain Slappy didn't have a whole half hour for us. I mean, now, he did say he had 10 minutes, and he spent 15, so God love him.
Yeah.
In fact, he's God love him for coming on to our show in the first place. In fact, the first, when I emailed the web winch, and I got a response back, initially I thought she said, nah, I think we'll pass on that. And I was like, I understand. But no, it said, I will pass this on to Captain Slappy because old Chum Bucket is working and won't be around. And then when I got the email back from Captain Slappy, I was almost afraid to open it because I didn't, you know, I hate being rejected, and I expected him to say, who are you again anyway? And it said, that sounds great, call me at home, we'll chat. I'm like, this is awesome.
now you just have to get Penn on the show.
Yeah, okay, so we jump from we jump straight from Captain Slappy of Talk Like a Pirate Day to Penn Gillette of Penn and Teller fame.
Why not? Come on, ride the thrill.
Right. It's one right up. After another. Work and build up until you get to the top. Well,
exactly.
How about Michael Goudeau?
Okay.
Do you even know who Michael Goudeau is?
Wasn't he the guy that he talks with?
Yeah, he was his co-host. Yeah, he's a juggler in the Lance Burton show.
Right.
So if I can get Michael Goudeau as a guest,
right?
You would, what, consider me to be moving on up in the guest department?
Suppose so, sure. Yeah. I mean, if that's what you're...
He's a legitimately famous person.
Okay, then.
We have a lot to ask him about.
Okay, then.
What about, I mean, M. Dung did say he'd be interviewed again.
That's right, and he's...
He's becoming more famous.
Exactly.
Thanks to us.
And his own hard work. Come on now.
His own hard work. Well,
his own talent.
The hard work that he laid down in the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah. Exactly.
People, you know, that's the thing. He thought that nobody would remember him.
Yeah.
Funny thing. I'm sure there's some poor old bastard out there still hoping I would be back on the radio. You know why? Lunatic fringe, man. The lunatic fringe is powerful.
And you're attractive to lunatics.
Yes. Not as much as my sister, but yes.
Are you saying I'm a lunatic?
Yes.
Damn it. I had my suspicions.
Yes. Yes, so did I.
Started with the voices.
Yeah. So, shirt derby this week.
Shirt derby.
Since we're out of topics.
Okay, then.
And unfortunately...
we're only 2 days actually into the derby at this point.
Right, but they did do this particular derby because of Talk Like a Pirate Day.
They did.
Now, the funny thing is, they decided against pirates at shirt.woot. They said they need a new archetype to worship. They've had enough of the pirates. Gar! And so they wanted to come up with a new archetype, which I think has got to be the most vaguely general possible theme you can come up with. Anything but pirates. That's the theme.
That's what a lot of the discussion in the forums has been that because they said historical archetype, it has to be something that was real, and other people have gone off for the unreal archetypes, like vampire hunters and things
or
like that.
Or zombies like you.
I did, well... See, but I'm locked into that. I said I would do it, so I have to do at least one.
And
but,
what was your initial idea?
Actually, I went with my initial idea, Zombie Cowboy.
And the funny thing is, I know I've told you this, but I haven't told the listener this. One of my fantasy football teams is named Muertos Caballeros. Dead
right.
Cowboys.
Exactly.
Because I wanted to try to translate Dead of Night, and it doesn't translate well into Spanish. They don't have a word for knight. They have a word for horseman, and that's Caballero. which it's most of the time mistranslated as cowboy, but it's actually horseman. So I think that's kind of funny. It was like a precursor. It was like a foreshadowing of your Woot theme. Or it could just be a giant coincidence.
I think that's more likely, yeah.
No, you're supposed to... Come on.
What?
Believe.
I'm supposed to feed your delusions?
Yes, please. Please to be feeding my delusions for a while.
Your delusions want food that I do not have. I'm sorry. There's a sign that says, do not feed the delusions when you come in the door.
I didn't put it there.
I didn't say you did. Hey. Obviously, you didn't.
Okay, fine. Well, okay, reach behind you and start the death clock, would you please?
I don't think I will, actually.
Come on.
No.
Ah.
No.
So, yes, it is International Talk Like a Pirate Day, kids. Again, he's not here, but I want to thank him again, Captain Slappy, Mark Summers, one half of the official pirate guys who got International Talk Like a Pirate Day started. If you want to visit their website, which I know you do, you can do so at www.talklikeapirate.com, and hopefully you have been speaking as a pirate all day. Colin asked me before we started recording this podcast, do we have to do it as pirates the whole time? And because he's sad, because he's got a headache, I said no. And
because he can't do a pirate to save his life.
Yeah, poor Colin. Try it. Would you please try it?
Nar.
Just follow my lead. Follow my lead. Gar, you scurvy dog.
Gar, you scurvy dog. Yeah, see?
Gar, you scurvy dog.
Man, fuck you very much.
But yeah, no, we're not talking like pirates completely throughout the podcast, even though talking like a pirate is fun.
Yes, and but it's also not Wednesday yet either.
No, that's true. We make no secret of the fact that we record these well in advance. It's Saturday, and because we would never have been able to get Cotton Slappy on Wednesday, they're going to be in L.A., like you said. That's just how it worked out. Saturday
but
is the day, baby.
It's Wednesday when you're listening to this. So.
That's right. So
toss back some rum, do a little bit of winching.
Raping, pillaging.
Talk like a pirate.
Grogging. Gar. We should have asked Captain Slappy what he thinks about the whole very popular archetype of the pirate now and how popular it's become, especially considering the Pirate of the Caribbean movie series.
Yeah, why didn't you think of that?
Well, you know, I didn't want to keep him around for the whole
time. Oh, hour. Right.
You know, because he was gracious enough to donate his time to somebody, something that's really going to get them zero exposure.
Yeah.
Like he knew that going in. It's not like I was going to say it, you know, ahead of time. You know, I hope you know that this isn't going to go anywhere.
Yeah. Hope you know we have like maybe 20 listeners on a good day.
That helps get guests all the time.
Yes, exactly.
You don't walk up to somebody and say, you know, you really wouldn't want to date me, but would you want to have dinner sometime? No. You say, let's have dinner.
I can be fun.
That's right. You say, I want to interview you, and you don't tell them exactly what you are.
Exactly. I might be easy. You never know.
That's right. What the hell? So, yeah, I'm actually encouraged, like you said. Shoot for better and better guests every time, but Captain Slap was a great guest. He was fun.
Yes.
He interacted well, and he treated us like human beings. Somebody
Which
likes
is
us.
Nice for a change.
It is nice for a change, isn't it?
God. So tired of being spit upon.
You don't get spit upon much, do you?
Oh, more than you'd think.
Well, it probably gets caught in your hair.
It does.
Yeah,
everything does. That's Birds do.
Ew. Yeah. Ew. I was actually, I went golfing today. I played 18 holes instead of the usual 9, and I was waiting for Ray to show up, and there was this nasty muddy puddle in front of the parking lot of the golf course.
Yeah.
And you remember the first episode of South Park, not the pilot episode, but the first episode where Stan pukes and the bird comes and plays in it?
Yeah.
That's what the birds were doing. They were flapping around and playing in the mud, and I was like, you dirty little bastards. And then they flew away and landed on somebody's car and started flapping around again. I was like, oh, well, that's why.
Yeah.
That's
They're
cool.
Like, we only have so much poop, but damn.
That's right. Well, we got
can
a lot of mud.
Lot of mud around.
That's right. I don't have to go right now, but hey, look, mud. They're just destructive little fuckers. That's all they are.
Yeah, well, they got to have something to do.
Yeah.
I mean, their lives are, you know, fly around, eat bugs.
Poop.
Poop.
Yeah. It's kind of like that commercial for the PSP. Hey, Mr. Goose, what do you do for fun? Poop on people's heads? That does sound fun. I just play a PSP. What was it, like
that.
A dust bunny that was talking? A dust bunny with a Spanish accent.
Might be.
Hispanic accent.
See, I didn't really watch those.
You didn't see that commercial?
No, I don't watch TV, remember? Really?
I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
Well, the new fall season's coming up. You got CSI coming up, new House.
That's true. But I don't care about House.
Why don't you like House?
I don't know. I just
Greg House MD. It's a fine show. Fine show, Colin.
You say so. Actually, I'm looking forward to Pushing Up Daisies.
And what is Pushing Up Daisies?
It's a show about a guy who has the ability to bring people back from the dead by touching them. He finds out how they died, and he touches them again, and they die.
Oh, I think I've seen the preview for that.
Yeah. See, I don't watch TV, but I did catch the preview on the web, and it looked really interesting to me. Yeah. So I think I might watch that, and Lost, obviously.
I don't watch that.
I know you don't, you know, we've been in it from the beginning, and...
So you're committed, you've got time invested. That's kind of
exactly. I want to see how it'll turn out. I want to see what they finally do with it.
Yeah. So. I don't know.
And they're only doing a half season now, I think.
Really?
I think it's either a half season or, it's fewer episodes. I know that, maybe 16 instead of 22.
Are they going to spread it out over the course of a whole season, or are they going to be merciful and get them out of the way? Because I hate when they take, a 2 or 3 week hiatus.
Well, that's what they did last
season. God, I hate that.
Season. They took the time off, and then they ran that show that had to do with that guy that was, living Groundhog Day type thing. Only his wife gets killed, and he's trying to keep that from happening, whatever. Never watched it. Apparently, it was actually good. And then it went back to Lost after that. So
I don't know.
I hate that because then you have the chance of forgetting that it's going to be coming back on somehow.
Right, yeah.
And you'll miss stuff. It sucks. Yeah.
I don't know. I do tend to get into a routine in the fall, in the winter, with when new TV is on. Every now and then I will find myself, on a Thursday, doing something, thinking, what is it that I... Oh, crap, I'm CSI. Missing CSI!
Yeah. So is... what's his face leaving the show?
Whom are you speaking of?
God, I can't even... See, this is why I'd be shocked right now. I can think... I'm picturing him in my head. Grissom.
I have no idea.
I thought I heard that he was leaving.
I don't know. You know, I don't really keep up on the Hollywood buzz. Right. I just watch the show, man. I don't get, you know...
And What's-Her-Face is under the car, I remember
As
that.
Of now, yeah, we're waiting to see how that plays out.
I never did like her, so if she goes...
Well, she's got that kind of, bitchy look on her face. Not as much as Catherine, though. I don't like her character. Anyway, this is Derek Knight from SetOfCheese.com. You've been listening to the Set of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. With me, as always, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
We appreciate all of you.
Oh, yes, we do. And big thanks to Captain Slappy, who joined us from TalkLikeAPirate.com. It's International Tie Like a Pirate Day. Yar!
Yar!
We'll be back again next Wednesday, mateys.